AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue in Highland Park, Illinois.
It's a tragedy. It's really hard to be here right now.
Brooke Strauss left flowers at a makeshift memorial. More is being learned about the man accused of the mass shooting at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Robert Cremo III.
State's attorney Eric Reinhart says he's charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder.
A mandatory life sentence, should he be convicted, without the possibility of parole.
Investigators say police were called to 2 incidents in 2019 involving Cremo, an apparent suicide attempt, and later in September, threats against family members. Despite all that, in December 2019, with his father as a sponsor, he applied for a state police gun owner's license. Through that, he legally bought 5 firearms, including the one used to fire some 70 rounds into the crowd on Monday. Vice President Kamala Harris tells the National Education Association meeting in Chicago,
"There is no reason that we have weapons of war on the streets of America."
I'm Tim McGuire.
Pearson Lau led a prayer vigil at Trinity Grace Church in Highland Park.
There's been a lot of things happening in the past few years that have caused us to stop seeing each other as human beings, to stop seeing the dignity and worth in each other. And it's in these moments of extreme darkness where I think we have the opportunity to be light.
The Georgia prosecutor investigating the conduct of former President Donald Trump and his supporters after the 2020 election is trying to compel Senator Lindsey Graham, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and other members of Trump's campaign legal team to testify before a special grand jury. Evacuation orders were expanded for remote California communities near a wildfire that may have been sparked by fireworks or a barbecue on the 4th of July. This is AP News. There is a temporary suspension of an order to ban the sale of Juul e-cigarettes.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued an administrative stay on its order for vaping company Juul to stop sales of its electronic cigarettes. In a post on Twitter Tuesday, the FDA said the stay is temporary while it conducts further review, but the order issued last month has not been rescinded. The initial FDA action banning Juul sales was issued June 23rd. One day later, a federal appeals court temporarily blocked the FDA order. To stay on the market, vaping companies must show their e-cigarettes benefit public health, as improving adult users are likely to quit or reduce their smoking, and teens are unlikely to become addicted. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Bradford Freeman has died in Mississippi. Freeman was the last survivor of the famed Army unit featured in the World War II oral history book and miniseries Band of Brothers. Freeman parachuted into Normandy on D-Day. He was 97. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.